This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, this week we actually have an Easter message, as Easter was right in the middle of this sermon series from the Gospel of Luke. We went to chapter 20 of the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus speaks of people like you and me being children of the resurrection. You say, well, that's a compliment. No, it's more than a compliment. It's hope to know that he considers you and me as believers in him as children of the resurrection, as opposed to children of death. And that's what people are, in my opinion, without Christ. It's as simple as that. We either are children of the resurrection or children of death. Let's continue the message today that we began yesterday from the Gospel of Luke, the 20th chapter.
Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her? Jesus replied, the people of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die. They can no longer die. Why? They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. But in the account of the bush, the burning bush, Exodus 3, even Moses showed that the dead rise first, for he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead. He's God of the living. For to him all are alive. Some of the teachers of the law responded, well said, teacher, and no one dared to ask him any more questions. No one dared to ask him any more questions. I don't know what your vision of heaven is, but I want to tell you something that I think is really important. Your salvation doesn't depend on your view of heaven. It does depend on your view of Christ. It does make a difference what you believe about Jesus and what you believe about what he did on the cross, and it makes a difference what you believe about his death, burial, and resurrection. Death does not change your relationship to the Lord. That's the great lesson of Luke 20. Listen to it again. Death does not change your relationship to the Lord. When you belong to him in life, but you also belong to him in death. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, Paul said in Romans. Nothing, including death itself. I need that kind of hope. In 1957, an Air Force lieutenant by the name of David Steves walked out of the California Sierra Mountains 54 days, get the time, 54 days after his Air Force trainer jet had disappeared. He told an unbelievable tale how he lived in a snowy wilderness after parachuting from his disabled plane. By the time he showed up alive, he had already been declared officially dead by the Air Force. When further search failed to turn up the wreckage, a hoax was suspected, and David Steves was forced to resign from the Air Force under a cloud of doubt. 20 years later, a group of Boy Scouts hiking in the Sierra Mountains found the wreckage of the plane. For 20 years, he was accused of a hoax. And then it was finally confirmed he was telling the truth. Let me tell you something, a far greater story than that after 3 days in a tomb. The Bible says that Jesus was alive forevermore, and the words of those angels to the women at the tomb applies, he is not here, he has risen, just as he said. I'm not following a cult, I'm following Christ. I'm not interested in being part of a cult, I need the person who is the resurrection and the life, and so do you. I need the one in my life who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, no man, no woman comes to the Father except through me.
And with that thought, we'll continue our message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.